You'll find information on how to support Clear Vision Revival at the end of this podcast. So now we're going to talk about how do you get the seed. We're going to talk about how do you get the seed from God to sow into anointed ground. Now, when you're born with a whole lot of attributes. Those attributes are given to you by God. And that is the seed that God has given you. And if you sow it into your ground first, you'll have 100-fold. If you let the Holy Spirit do it. If you do it yourself, well, you might make a dog's breakfast of it. So the best idea is to go to God and say, what you gave me, freely gave me of my attributes, he's going to bless you if you'll just allow him to take those attributes and wrap the anointing around them. So if you were born to be maybe a great mechanic, or if you're born to be a great speaker, or you're really good at maths, or you're good at building, whatever, you can do that for the glory of God. You can use your talents, your God-given talents, which is the seed in your life, to build something that is going to bring forth 100-fold. And if you use that in ministry, you're going to have a great outcome. And your ministry will grow. Or what we call a ministry can be, doing other things for other saints. You don't have to be on stage preaching the gospel. You don't have to be on stage healing people and casting demons out of people. You can just be a part of the mechanism of the body of Christ to hold everything together. There were 7 people who were picked out, who were full of God and had a good report, they had a good testimony, and they waited on tables. They used what they had to minister to the saints. God used those 7 people. Used 2 of them, Stephen and Philip. We know about in Acts. So I have a ministry, and I need help. I need people to actually assist me, assist Donna and I. Because all we do is we sit down, we pray in tongues, we get full of God, and we minister to people on the phone, or we actually have to go somewhere and minister to them. And we get stuff from God. We get information, we get understanding from God, and we do these podcasts. And the podcasts are for you. So we go to God, we get the stuff so that we can feed you spiritual stuff so that you can have a better outcome. And what are we asking you to do? Well, we're actually showing you how we got it and how you can go and get it. So you go and you sit down and you can pray in tongues. God will straighten your life up, and then he'll start using you in whatever capacity he wants to use you in. And he'll bless you. But that's our job. Our job is to go and get the stuff from God and to give it to you. And all you have to do is just listen to the podcasts. And then you start going to God and getting the stuff. Okay, so that's what we do. That's our job. Our job is to just go to God and get all the stuff that nobody's got, because nobody seems to be preaching it. And we're trying to get it as clean as possible from the Godhead, from the throne room, directly from the fountainhead, so that, and give it to you untainted, untwisted. We just don't want to put our 2 bobs worth in. We don't want to add our bit to it. We want to try and give it to you as clean and pure as God has given us. We don't want to add our own ideas to it. We're trying to deliver it to you as clean as possible, so that it's untainted and hasn't got anybody else, or even us, hasn't got anybody else's version. We want you to have it as pure as possible, that pure water. We want to teach you to step into that river of life yourself and receive from God, direct from him. So that's our ministry, but we need help because, number one, we're too busy praying and seeking God and ministering to people, and it's just Donna and I. So how can you help us? How can you ask God for seed to help us? Well, it's quite simple. I'm not going to ask you to dig into your pocket and say, give me what you maybe don't have or what you need to live on. I'm going to ask God to give you seed that's above what you're living on now. And that seed is to plant into our ministry. So you're not so much giving us the seed, you're passing on what God has given you. And you're not to eat that seed yourself and consume it yourself, but to pass it on. And by planting it into our ministry, planting it into our lives, by supporting us, you're going to get either a 30 or 60 or 100 fold. I would assume you'll get a 60 or 100 fold, depending on your attitude. And if you sit down and you pray, then God can pour out massively into you, into your spirit, revelation that will get you out the ditch and get you moving, and you'll be able to minister to other people. The way that the Lord has shown us, this is the way church was supposed to be. It's not some institutionalized organization run by people who have been to university, who know nothing about being in the Holy Spirit, know nothing about stepping into the glory of God. They only know how to manage people and set up programs. You know, and they're forever trying to get money out of your pocket by devising as many different ways as they can, saying, we've got a building fund, we're going to build this. And you know, I was speaking to a brother just a little while ago. You know, there's one church he was in, and they wanted some people to mortgage their houses so they could bless the church, and they would be in turn blessed by God. That's rubbish. That's bad. That's from the pit of hell. That's not from God. That's from the devil. And you're not going to get a 30 or even a 60 or 100 fold return. You're going to get poverty and misery. That's really sad. There's a lot of businesses out there who are trying to sow someone's ministry or into Christendom, but they don't know effectively how to do it. And they're trying to do it on their own understanding, and it's not going to work. This is how you do it. This is how God showed me how you do it. If you're a church or you're a business, a Christian business, and you've got bills to pay, don't get yourself into debt even more. That's a curse, running yourself into debt. You know, debt is not what God intended us to do. He intended us to be free from debt. He wanted us to learn from Him how to use this grace and not get into debt, but to be able to be prosperous so we can help others, so we can be useful in helping others, so we can be a river of life to everybody else and not a dry well that people have to fill up. So this is how I would give you some strategies on how you can get this seed from God. So this is one way you can do it. We're just going to make an assumption that you want to sow into my life, into Donna and I, our ministry, $100 a month. Why should you dig into your own pocket, pull out $100 that you need because of your budget, because of you've got a wife and kids? Why should you go to your credit card or go to something that you need because you've budgeted? So what you do is you go to God, you say, God, give me the seed. So God gives you the $100. You don't get the $100 yourself out of your own pocket. God gives you the $100. And you'd be a good steward of that $100. When God gives you the $100, you don't go off and buy, you know, new clothes. You don't go off and buy something for yourself. That seed is given to you by God. And if you eat it yourself, then that's all you're going to get. That's it. You won't get any more. But you know, when you get a seed and you plant it in the ground, you're expecting a corn seed to grow into a plant that's going to give you 3 or 4 cobs on the corn, on the plant. So if you've got one seed, you can get 3 or 4 cobs on a plant, 5 cobs. And then you've got hundreds of seeds, hundreds and hundreds. And you can take a few of those seeds, and then you can start to sow them in the ground, end up with thousands of cobs, and then you can feed yourself and families around you. But if you eat the seed, if you eat that one seed, or if you eat even the harvest of that one seed, all of it, then you're not going to have anything to put in the ground. So how you get that harvest is you don't eat your seed, you plant it in the ground. How do you get the seed? You get it from God. He provides you with the seed. So how do you get the seed? That's what we're going to go into detail, how you get the seed. We're going to show you what God has shown me, the procedure. So I spoke in other parts of podcasts on this page about getting your seed. We're going to go through it in a little bit more detail. So just hypothetically, you're going to put $100 into our ministry every month. So you go to God and you say, God, I'm not going to eat the seed. I'm going to keep it. I'm going to put it aside and I'm going to plant it. So you're going to be a good steward of what God gives you. So you, wherever you're going during the day, whenever you see that you actually get something that's, we'll say, half price, that's the seed. Okay, so you're going to spend the full price, but you're getting it maybe 25% off or 50% off. You're getting seed given to you because that is God giving you the seed. The Bible says God causes a man to get wealth. He causes people to prosper. So wherever you go, you get your little booklet, whatever you want on you, maybe your phone, set up a little thing there, and you can maybe in notes or something like that, you can type in, you know, what, how much you make every day from saving. And that saving becomes a seed. And when it accumulates to $100, then you sow it into our life. If you don't get $100, then you don't sow it into our life. And you wait for God to give you the $100. Then you sow it in faithfully. And then watch and see how your life, you start to see a reaping, a hundredfold reaping financially and everything else. We see it all the time. This is how we do. I actually, Donna and I, we go out and we're always getting 50% off here. It's a laughable thing. It's nearly a joke. Everything we do, God just blesses it massively. You know, people give us money, and then we go out to spend that money, and we spend a lot of it on ministry, and then we get 50% off. So we're getting more. It's just amazing. And then we sow into other people's lives as well. As we see people and the Lord says, help that person out, we help that person out. And, you know, that's how we operate. We don't operate through our little heartstrings being tugged by someone else. If I see someone there that's sitting on the road and on the side of the road and they look poor, and I feel no desire to give them anything, I don't give them anything. Now, you might think that's mean, but I've learnt to be led by the Holy Spirit and not to be led by emotionalism. So, you know, you'll get a lot of churches, they'll try and tug on your emotionalism or try and make you feel obligated to put money into their programs. And, you know, that's not the way to actually work in the body of Christ. You don't ask people or twist their hands and make them feel emotionally obliged. That's not what it says in 2 Corinthians chapter 8 and 9. It says give with a willing heart. Don't squeeze people and try and get the money out of them. That's wrong. You know, if you don't feel that you should give me any money at all, help us at all, don't. There's no way I want your money, I want your help, if you feel obliged to it. If you look at Paul, you know, there were only one or two churches helping him. All the others, they just didn't get it. We need help. And what we need is for you to go to the Lord and say, Lord, I'm going to make a pledge. I'm going to make a pledge to Tom and Donna's ministry. And you just be practical about it. It's pretty stupid to say, oh, I'm going to pledge $10,000. Well, you know, if you've got a lot of faith, God will do that for you. But, you know, just be practical. Why don't you start off and let your faith grow? What if you said to the Lord, well, I'm going to pledge $50 a month. What's that? $25, $12.50 a week. I'm sure you will see God move and you'll save $12.50 a week on bargains. And that $12.50 gets put away, and then when it accumulates, then you just give it to us. You sow it into our ministry. But before you sow it, you pray over it. And you say, seed, go and multiply for me. Bless it. Cause it to grow. And then as you put it into our ministry, then you'll see the benefits. You'll see God start to move on your life. And you'll start to... what if you're in debt? Okay? What if you're in debt? You've got a house mortgage, you've got all this other stuff and everything. What if you're a church and you're in debt? You know, rather than taking money from Peter to pay Paul, ask God to give you seed. So if you're a business and you're in debt, what would you do? Well, you pay your bills. But then you say to the Lord, Lord, we need seed. Okay, so God will give you seed. You might order a whole box of widgets, okay, for your business. And the company that sells you the widgets says, you know what, we've got a special on this week, and it's 50% off. They're the widgets you wanted, and you get them 50% off. That's 50% of that money is your seed, right? And you sow it. You don't use that 50% to get your to help your business. You don't eat that seed. You use that seed to sow into ministry or into what God has shown you to sow into. And if you're a church, you go to all your parishioners, your people, and you say to them, "Here, we've got a debt. Well, you're part of the church, this is the debt. And I don't want it to come out of your credit card. I don't want it to come out of your home loan. I don't want it to come out of your food bill. I don't want it to come out of any of your budget for your family. I want God to give you the seed." So everybody in the church sits down and they say to God, "How much should I pledge, Lord?" And pride can get the better of you. And, Paul spoke to the Corinthian church, and I think they were a bit prideful, and they said, "Well, you know, we're pretty good. We're going to pledge a big chunk." And Paul said to them, "Listen, if you ain't got your big chunk, you're in trouble. You're going to look stupid. So I'm sending someone to show you how this grace works so you can get yourself out of this." Because sometimes pride can mess us up. So what do? You go to the Lord. You say, "Lord, I need to pledge this amount of money for the church to get them out of debt. And then you pledge the money and you wait for God to accumulate that seed. It may not all come in one hit, but set God parameters. Say, "Look, I need to pledge this much money." You could do it several ways. You could say to the church, "Okay, we're going to say," you might stand up or you might go to the pastor and say, "We're going to pledge $5,000 to get the church out of debt," right? And then it might take 6 months. It might take a year for that $5,000 to accumulate. But you don't need it. You put it aside. And then you give that pledge to the church. You might say, I'm going to pledge $1,000. And then God will give you the $1,000, the seed. And if he gives it to you pretty fast, you might want to have faith and say, "I'm going to pledge another $1,000. Well, you haven't eaten away at your credit card, your house fund, your finances, your private personal finances in any way whatsoever. And you get that seed that God has given you and you pledge it to the church. You do not live on bargains. That's not what makes you survive. You know, when you get 50% off here and 50% off there, that's not part of your household budget. You don't sit down and say, "We're going to budget here for our household bills and our needs for our family, and we're going to budget in the factor of we're going to get 50% off here and there." You'll be poor. That won't work. The way you work is you budget with the money that actually comes in. Okay, you don't budget on the possibility you're going to get 50% here, 50% there, or whatever, 10% off here, and it's going to help you. No, that's stupid budgeting. That's very unwise. You budget with what you have in your hand. Okay, so what you have in your hand is what you budget with. But what God gives you is not what you have in your hand, it's what God gives you. He gives you above what you have in your hand. I hope I make myself clear in that. So that's how you get the seed. So number one, if you're a business, because of your business and you want to get your business out of the ditch, then you sow it out of the ditch. You say to the Lord, give me seed so we can sow it. And how do you sow it? Well, you either have, maybe you might say, Lord, who do we sow it to? You might sow part of it to people in the church who are poor, right? They don't have money. They're not very good. They're trying to get out the ditch. They're sitting down, they're praying, they're seeking God, and God's giving them wisdom. But in the meantime, they need to be helped. So you help them. You help them financially. That's sowing into their life. You ask God, who do I sow it into? How much do I sow? And then, or it could be a church fund. It could be the church needs to get out the ditch because they've got a mortgage over themselves and they weren't wise. They overextended themselves of some sort. And then you help them. But you know, don't sow into dead ground. That is an absolute no-no. Don't sow with the seed God gives you into dead ground. You know, if you read Hebrews chapter 6, some of the fundamental teachings of the church are repentance from dead works. Dead works is anything that God didn't tell you to do, that you've done in the name of God. That's dead works. If God didn't tell you to sow into that person's life or help that person, then don't do it. Be prayed up and be able to hear God's voice at a moment's notice. That way you can be steered by the Holy Spirit in real time, continually, 24/7. You know, if you don't hear God, if you're not very good at hearing God or being led by the Holy Spirit, then the first strategy you can do is read the Bible and do what the Bible says. And the Bible says, sit down and pray in tongues and get full of God. Build yourself up on your most holy faith and keep yourself in the love of God. Everybody is being tossed to and fro by every wind of Christian type doctrine which doesn't have any similitude of true Christianity or functional Christianity. We need to go back to the Bible and say, what does the Bible do? What does it say? That's what Don and I, that's our ministry. We sit down, we pray in tongues. The Lord gives us revelation. We go to the Bible, we see it there, and then we minister to the saints what we've seen. And they get revelation, and then they sit down, and they start praying, and they start getting their lives fixed up. That's our ministry. We lay hands on people, they get out the ditch, and then they're able to move forward. So that's how you can get your seed from God. You don't eat it and you don't put it into dead ground. You put it into the best ground possible. You know, if I had a choice of three or four grounds and one ground was being plowed and plowed and plowed and they got a big pile of rocks over in the corner field and they've there's absolutely no weeds growing in that ground at all, I will plant my seed in that ground. I don't want to go into some place where there's rocks in the field and there's, you know, all these weeds and everything. My seed won't be able to compete with all of that rubbish, all those weeds, all those tares. Now, I don't want my seed choked by all of that stuff. I want to put my seed into the most anointed ground I can find. So ask the Lord and get him to direct you. We get people, they email us and they say, I'd like to help you. Okay, no worries. I hope you prayed about it. There you go. And we give them our bank account and they just drop it straight in. That's it. That's how it works. It's pretty simple. And, you know, some people, they continually put money in our account. It's only small amounts, but it's continual. Now, some people, they put a big chunk in and never see it again. They think that you only get to put one seed in once. No, you have to be continually sowing to reap. You don't sow once and then think you're going to reap forevermore. No, you continually work on the cycle of sowing and reaping, sowing and reaping. You sow into anointed ground and you wait with patience, and then the reaping comes. You keep sowing, and then if you don't see the reaping, you keep sowing until God at the appointed time causes you to have a harvest. It's all about faith. Okay, so you sow in faith because the Lord has shown you this is the right place, and you need to be and stay in faith until you get the harvest. If you sow it in dead ground without God's direction, well, you may not ever get a harvest, and your faith will be a bit chomped up, a bit ruined because you didn't hear God. So the key thing is, we get people sitting down praying in tongues and they're hearing God, and then they can be directed by God. That's the way it works. It's a win-win situation. You know, most churches don't teach anybody about hearing God or, you know, being directed by God. They're mostly directed by their heartstrings. There's an emotional plea. I'm not interested in emotional pleas. I want you to walk solidly in the work, in the Word of God, and in the direction of the Holy Spirit. I want you to be confident when you hear His voice. I want you to walk in a stable ground. I don't want you to be tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine, by doctrines of devils, you know, by emotionalism. I want you to be stable. That's why we ask you to sit down and pray in tongues. Let the Holy Spirit straighten your life up, give you direction, and you won't be wasting your time, and you won't be operating your ministry in any shape or fashion in dead works. You know, I knew some Christians who went over to India. They went to an Indian village and they scraped all of their toilets clean because the Indian village didn't do it themselves. And they said, we're just doing this here. And, you know, they weren't sent by God. There was no revival, no nothing. Those people went over there and did that. And that wasn't even ordained by God. You know, they would have been better off sitting at home and praying and saying, God, where do you want to send me? Not where I think is the best place. You know, people think that if you go to India or Africa or to the worst place in the world, God's going to bless you. You know, God will bless. He'll bless obedience to His direction. That's what He'll bless. Being obedient to His direction. Being obedient to His voice. If you'll hear His voice, the Bible says in Hebrews, harden not your heart as they did in the wilderness, but go where God sends you and He will be with you and He'll bless you. Okay, we'll just leave it there. So if you'd like to help Don and I out at Clear Vision Revival, just go to the bottom of this page and click on support.